Israel and Turkey are restoring full diplomatic ties after a decade of tensions. The Turkish foreign minister said despite the move, Turkey would not be abandoning its support for the Palestinians. Relations fell apart in 2010 when a number of Turkish citizens were killed during an Israeli raid on a ship aiming to breach a naval blockade on Gaza. Well, Kenya's president-elect says he's moving ahead with efforts to form a government. William Ruto says there will be no room for exclusion under his leadership. It comes a day after his defeated rival rejected the result of last week's election as a travesty. Malcolm Webb has more from Nairobi.
It was Tuesday afternoon that Raila Odinga rejected those results and said that he would pursue all legal and constitutional means to overturn them. Petitioners have 7 days after the announcement of the results, so there's just 5 days left for anyone who wants to challenge them legally. And we're waiting to see if Raila Odinga's Azimio coalition or anyone else will do so. It's comparable to what happened 5 years ago when the results of the election were challenged by Raila Odinga, who was leading the opposition at the time.
One of Donald Trump's most prominent Republican adversaries has lost her re-election bid in the US state of Wyoming. Liz Cheney said she would do whatever it takes to deny the former president a second term. She was defeated by a Trump-backed candidate who will contest this year's midterm elections. Australia's former Prime Minister Scott Morrison has admitted he secretly swore himself into 5 additional ministerial posts during the pandemic. He's facing criticism over the move and for failing to disclose it to the public. Well, the United Nations new envoy for Myanmar is on her first visit there since being appointed last year. Nolene Hayes' visit is expected to focus on the deteriorating situation in the country. Inflation in the UK has hit a new 40-year high. Latest figures show the Consumer Price Index reached 10.1% in July. British unions say the cost of living crisis has become a living nightmare.